Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
You ready, girl?
Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from. This is Mindful Monday. I hope you had a great weekend out there. And we have Tiffany with an eye coming on with us. We're going to be talking about research and helpers, fixers, and change makers. But before we get going, I want to recite this. This is something that caught my eye. It was about lessons taught by life. It was a posting. It said, never forget how far you've come, everything you have gotten through, all the times you have pushed on, even when you felt you couldn't. All the mornings you got out of bed, no matter how hard it was. All the times you wanted to give up, but you go through another day. Never forget how much strength you have learned and developed along the way. Now, that's something we need to think about because, you know, we believe on changing. When you change, it changes. It all changes. And to tell you that Community Unification and Collaboration is an organization, nonprofit, that sponsors this show. And they are equipped with skilled advisors and consultants to help you reach your goals throughout the community in education, workshops, training, and more so life skills for the youth. You know, we are about the youth over here. We include everybody. So we're going to get going today. I want to keep you on the note of positivity, sending positive thoughts to the persons that are in the path of that hurricane, and send some positivity. Continue to Ukraine. They're still going through it. And also the ladies in Iran who are, I guess you would say, protesting, but they're voicing their opinions on what's going on. And before we move on to the next phase, this is still September, still shouting out those birthdays. Valencia White, Danielle Hardison, Miss Arlene Harris, Lena Brown, Ellen Laughlin. These are all queens of the communities that they're about and the people that are in the communities, and they move out with action. So on that note, we're going to tell you to sit back and relax. You're waking up with Linda Mac Chan, and we have an exciting exciting show for you. But let's just listen to this and get going. You know, we're old school over here. There's a message to you.
Moment with you.
That's right. We love you over here, always and forever. And we have a lady on the line with us, Tiffany with an I. She says, I love you too. I see it. I strategize it. I correct it and I complete it. Tiffany with an I, good evening and welcome in.
Good evening. Welcome in on this Monday, right? Mindful Monday.
This is Mindful Monday. Yes, and we got some things we want them to be mindful of, and I kind of shared with them that we were going to be talking about helpers, fixers, and change makers, and we'll carry this on through later on in the week, but we'll talk about that later. Tiffany, with an I, Mondays are the days that begin our weeks over here, and I know that how you ease into it and the things that you research out. Tell us what's happening out here. This energy is moving. Let's give them a little brief summary. You know, we're not scientists, but we like to share and care with you.
Right. We definitely are not that, but we do like to share and care, exactly. So we have entered, because it is the 26th or 27th today, Libra New Moon. So we entered Libra New Moon September 25th, and it will go until the 1st of October. So the new moon in Libra deals with the seventh house of relationships. And as I talked about karma the last time we were on, we will be balancing out the karma. So it'll wax crescent through Libra. It'll move through Scorpio, Sagittarius, and then the first quarter position will be in Capricorn on the 1st of October. So the new moon will wax crescent through Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, and will end in Capricorn, first quarter position on the 1st of October. So not to forget that Mercury's in retrograde in Virgo. Uranus is retrograde in Taurus. Pluto is retrograde in Capricorn. Jupiter is retrograde in Aries. Saturn is retrograde in Aquarius. And Neptune is retrograde in Pisces. So we've been going through a lot of revisiting, reflection, you know, revisiting past situations and experiences. And it's probably kept us very emotional, because it can do that as we go deep into things. But the new moon in Libra will balance out things. So we'll have new beginnings, we'll have new energy in relationships, and new energy in existing relationships.
Ooh.
Which is great.
Yes, I'm seeing. I like, not cutting you off, I like the word new beginning and that energy that's moving out there and the point that we are revisiting, reflecting, and we're going through a lot of emotional experiences. We like to just bring this, and we appreciate you so much for doing your research and sharing with us. And you made a statement, persons that are into it are into it, but you kept mentioning the waxing moons and the different signs that it was moving into. When a moon is waxing, that means a moon is growing. So as the moon is gaining its fullness, all of these things are happening. So we need to know what's happening, because it never stops out there. It grows and grows and grows and gets to the point. So when you say the waxing moon, I want to get this clear, that means the moon is gaining fullness. Is that correct?
That is correct. You know, sometimes I use the terms, and I'm just trying to get through the information, so I'm so glad that you clarify things as I go, because sometimes, you know, you can miss them, but we're always on point here, because we're not experts, but we are always sharing and caring, and we want to make sure that our listeners get the information.
So. And if they don't get it clear, they're always open to give us a call at 323-769-5879 and ask that question. And if we cannot answer it, we'll find the answer for them and get back to them. That's what we do here. You have to stay woke, brain cells and blood moving through the brain, not just getting up out of bed, stomping on the floor. Keep those brain cells moving out there for awareness, to remain safe, to be observant, and more so than anything, to be kind. So we have covered that. We gave them some insight here. Now we're going to talk about researching helpers, fixers, and change makers. How do you want to chime in on that? You want to start with a helper. What do you find that, and we're all helpers, that we do or we don't do or we shouldn't do? Can you kind of like give us some insight on helpers?
Well, from my own experience and in the past, past years, I think we all did a lot of helping people to reach their goals. And that's good. It is good to help other people reach their goals. But there is a time when you need to help yourself.
Okay.
So I agree with helping people. I love helping people. But we also have to be cognizant or realize that we have to help ourselves at the same time. So no, there's no quarrel, there's no, nothing wrong with helping other people, because it's great. When you help other people, you sometimes get out of your head in situations that you're going through, and it's sowing good seed for you to get that back, right? At some point it's going to cycle back to you and you're going to get the benefits of the good seed that you've planted. We share about self-care, and I think that self-care and just understanding yourself is very, very important, and understanding that, when you fly, when you travel in the airplane, they tell you that you must put the mask on first, the oxygen mask, and then put it on the child or whomever's next to you, right? If they're incapable. So I just believe in that philosophy that, there is a time that we help others, and then there is a time where we transition to help ourselves. Hopefully we've helped ourselves to help others, but sometimes it's the reverse. And I will say it's great, but again, help yourself.
Yeah, and when we talk about helping, and as you were speaking, you have to take care of yourself first. I always like to break it down to a little thing. It's like if you have 6 eggs, are you going to give all 6 eggs to that person that's hungry, or are you going to give them 2 and save 4 for yourself? Okay? And it's not a selfish way of doing it, but therefore that's where the research comes in, observation comes in, because you have people that are help all the time, okay? And they come help all the time because they know they're going to get it. So at one particular time, we have to step back and sort of like research the situation, look at our situation, look at their situation. And one thing I always ask myself, not that you give to get, but do they appreciate it? The appreciation is the key that falls in the back of all of this. So I appreciate you for kind of like bringing that out. Now we're going to move into this fixer area, and when I say fixer area, let's take relationships because this is what we're entering into. This is a time where we're going to be reflecting and revisiting and having experiences. Can we fix anyone else? You hear people say, well, they're changing, and I'm working on them. The first question is, are they working on themselves? And how can you fix something? We cannot fix anything or anybody at all. You can only fix yourself. And that's working from within out, or have a way you get your spiritual or whatever you need directives. But we can't fix anyone. So kind of like talk to me about that. How can you fix another individual? Or why is that statement ever said? Can you explain that to me?
Well, again, from my own experience, I learned, and I never really tried to throughout all my life try to fix people. You know what I'm saying? I will partner with you, I will support you, but I can't fix you. I don't go into anything, business or personal relationship, trying to fix people. Number one,
right.
You have to accept people as they are. So if they're broken a thousand ways till Sunday, then you have to accept them that way and understand that this is what you're getting into and what you want to do. Because ultimately, it's about your happiness. So if this person is that broken, I'm not saying that anybody's a savior here, but that's a big project. And I believe that a lot of women get into relationships wanting to fix them. Don't change them, fix them. As they come to you, you have to accept anybody as they are. Because the moment you try to fix something or fix someone and you haven't really done the work for yourself, it's just not going to work. You have to be whole. How can you fix somebody whole and to move into a whole person and you're broken? One broken person can't fix another person. It just doesn't work that way.
No. Well, I just wanted to bring it up because, you hear it so much, and we know that, the only person that you can fix is you, because all of this, even if you're a helper, if you're a fixer, and then we'll move on into that change maker, it all starts with you, okay? Through your observation, your knowledge, your need, what has worked for you, what you have experienced, what you haven't experienced. So going into the last topic we're going to talk about is that change maker. In order for you, we're all change agents out here. We talk about change.
Yes.
Mentioning that, we have the election coming up. So before I get going, I'm going to put this in there. Please read those initiatives. Make up your own mind. Don't listen and believe everything you hear and see. Just like focus in and see what works for you. And that's what you go on. The opinions of others is not important because you're the one that's checking, putting that check mark in that box. And once it's there, if it doesn't turn out the way that you want it to turn out, you have no one to blame but you. So be very selective out there. And before we go into change maker, with this, I heard something today. But I haven't looked into it, that they were talking about kindergartners, and they were going to cut that out. That's kind of confusing to me. I don't want to speak on it because as an educator, educating children go through phases and steps. So you have preschoolers, you have a kindergarten, and then as we tell the little ones, you get ready to go into big people's school. So if the kindergarten portion is going to be taken out, I'm wondering here, does that mean the early childhood developers, the preschool teachers are going to have to take on an extra role and learn more curriculum because it's a process. You can't go from 1 to 8. There's a process in between there when you're strengthening those minds out there. So I want to look more into it, but I'm going to put a call out there. Anyone that have any information, I'm going to be asking around. Give us a call again, 79, and give us your thoughts on that. I have a person that's running. She's a club member. She will be running for a seat on the school board. I'm going to speak with her, and she is an ideal person to be there. But when I heard it, I can't really put it together because each state, different states do different things. And I started working with children when I was 14 years old. And I don't know how the breakdown is. If they're going to lump it together, because if the preschool teachers are going to have to do double duty, or is it the first grade teachers that are going to have to do double duty? If something is cut out there, something is going to be overworked, underworked, or missed out. So I need to get more information, but I wanted to throw that out there because it was heavy on my mind. And it was a statement they're too expensive. Well, nothing. It shouldn't be a cost value put on a person, a young person's mind. So I'm going to look further into it. I just wanted to bring it up because I need some help here. And before I get on my research path and start asking and bugging. I need to get some clarification on that because I don't really like to speak on things that I don't have a lot of fact on, but it sort of like rattled me because I'm an educator. And I know that we can neglect a step or a process, even though the young adults that are coming now, most of them can run the classroom themselves. I give them credit for that. They're very smart. They're very quick. They're very alert, and they can get the job done. But young minds have to be guided, and they have to be moved by level. And I can't wrap it around my head. So I just wanted to mention that. So if there's some help out there, someone can give me some information, or am I going to have to get back in the classrooms because I'm not putting it together here. But we'll look into that. And when we go into talking about this change maker, and as we were speaking, Tiffany Whip and I, about helpers and fixers, the life coach Karen Burr is going to be on Thursday, and she's going to be speaking on a topic of valuing your time. But in this, the information that she was sharing had a lot to do with what we're talking about now. So I'm going to ask the listeners ahead of time, please tune in on Thursday, which is Think Thursday. Karen Bird, the life coach that will be on talking about valuing your time. It sounds like it's just something about you, but what she's speaking on is including all. So on that note, I'm going to just be quiet over here. I did my rambling, and you have shared with us about relations and that seventh house. A lot of people don't know what the houses are. We're still trying to learn about ourselves, but we speak on this. We want you to do research and do homework with us so that we're all learning together here. But your intake and your thing on fixer is what I really wanted to hear. Going back to that topic, fixer, we cannot fix anybody. Sometimes we all have a hard time fixing ourselves. So ladies out there and people out there who think that you can change somebody or fix them or they're going to come in a manner that you want them to come, get that out of your mind because that's stressing you out. As Tiffany Whip and I said, you have to accept them as they are, okay? And if that change is going to come about, it will come about on their behalf. It's an inside job, okay? It's inside. And when you work hard at it or spend a lot of time trying to do it, it frustrates you. It stresses you out. It angers you because that person is not doing what you want them to do. Get over it. Let them do what they want to do, and why don't you try to blend in? I'm with you, Tiffany, with an eye. Accept them as they are and see how it works out that. So when I go into the next phase, it's change maker. What is a change maker, Tiffany Wood and I? You're a change maker. Kind of give us a little summary of you.
Well, I believe that a change maker is someone who actually creates, makes change. So you see a problem, you see something that needs to have a solution created, and you create that solution for change. For example, I have a lot of my friends are change makers. So one of my friends decided that he was going to make a sidewalk in this area that a lot of people took as like an alternate route to, you know, to walk. But it was behind a building, and, you know, there was shrubbery there, and it wasn't the most attractive. But he had taken it many times, and so he decided, you know, if I'm having problems, you know, crossing or, you know, walking this path, then other people are. So what he did was he found out the rules and regulations and what he could not do on public property, but he changed it. So he created a path for people to be able to walk without obstruction. So nothing was in the path, and it was clear, and it's still used today. But he took it upon himself to create the change necessary because there was a problem. Like everybody in you know, that route is very it's used all the time. That's what I should say. It's used all the time. So, you know, if he's having problems accessing it, probably other people are having problems. So why not change it for all those people who take that path? And I believe a change maker is somebody who sees something, sees a problem, and makes the change. Now, you can be an agent, as we all are, and we see the change, but I think a change maker takes this the one step further and makes it. Like, we're all agents, we're out there, we all know that change has to happen. And then when you take it one step further, you have to make the change. And so that's a different group of people. You're a change maker. You yourself identify a problem, and there must be a solution, and so you create ways of changing it. You have to make change for it to change. So that's how I see it. I know that's a kind of like an interesting example of making a change, but that's a very concrete example of it. And we all should. We all should. I mean, there have been so many people to create change. You know, Martin Luther King saw that there was a problem. He created the change. He was a change maker. So our efforts to do that, especially in these times, is critical because everything is so new. We're stepping into so many new areas that there's a lot of benefit, if you will, for people who are change makers now, because there's just lots to change. You know, in politics, things are changing. You see in different areas how much things are changing, even in the job industry, the workplace. So that's my take on what a change maker is. it's the next phase to recognizing that there's change and being a change agent to actually creating the change.
I bet you told me exactly what I wanted to put out there, and I'm right along with you. You know, as I always say, we're all change agents, but then we step into change makers. And it's very stressful. It's a lot of work because no one wants to see change. But as you say, you see a solution. You see a problem and you find a solution. So when I'm speaking with the young adults, I tell them, you know, if it's something out there that you see that will work better, or that, and it's going to be for the good of all. See, what he did, he had a problem walking, but not only was he thinking of himself, he was thinking of others. And that's how a change maker moves. Not only, it's not them, it's all. So it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of you're going to be rejected, resistant, all of that stuff. But when you move into that change maker role, that's when the roots of your whatever you have lying down there have to be pulled up. It's just like I tell people, why would you go to the party and the food is bad and the music is bad and you just sit there and complain about it? You have an option. Get up and go. Okay, same thing with the change maker. Why would a change agent? Why would you just talk about it and just, you know, keep yourself stretched out about it? Get up. If the party stinks, then go across the way and start your own party or go home. There's ways to do that. Sitting around complaining about it and being upset about it and wondering about it is really a waste of energy. So I hit on the points we wanted to talk about this evening, that helper, that fixer, and that change maker, because we're leading into KD and the valuing of your time, because everything that we spoke on, it takes time to do it, and time is valuable. So we have to know where to put our energies, and we got a good push out here because there's a lot of energies riding around here. So I would just say look up and grab a wing and ride on it, because we're revisiting, reflecting, going through experiences. It's all the new beginnings. Everything is crazy. The hurricanes, the fires, it's just happening out here. And it's like all coming in. And what is it? Where does that stem from? Those are energies moving out there, okay? Climate change, however way you want to put it, but that's energy. So since we're all energy, we might as well try to learn and share as much as we can about it to help each other, because everybody's head is spinning. But you know why your head spins to the left at 8 o'clock in the morning and then at 10 o'clock spin to the right? If you do some homework, study, do some research, just don't go on what you hear. Get into it. Research everything. Everything you do, everything you're thinking about doing, research it. We call it, you have to access the arena. And that can be anything. Where you're walking, where you're talking, who you're around, your entire environment. Be aware. That is what we're all about here. We might have brought it to you a little bit different today, but we wanted to hit on those topics because these things are rising up and people are asking and they're confused about them, and we're all confused, so we're all going to learn about them differently. And my last statement is that vote out there. We will be having persons come on that will give you some breakdown on the initiatives. Hopefully they're out there doing the thing, and I try to reach out so that we can educate and help out and kind of make it a little easy, because it's very, very confusing. So my last statement on Mindful Monday is to understand, help, stand trying to fix, and actually use kindness and become a change maker, because that is how things are going to get done. And Tiffany with an eye, we appreciate you. We want you to leave us with one word. We know you're going to tell us to take care of ourselves, but how are you going to tell us to take care of ourselves before we short out today?
Well, I do want to add, you and I had a previous conversation in which we stated fitting in or blending. And fitting in is just fitting in. Fitting in is because you're influenced by others to fit in. Blending is making a conscious decision to blend in, given you have a goal. And one of my favorite movies is The Devil Wears Prada, and it's with Anne Hathaway and Meryl Streep. Meryl Streep is one of my favorite actresses. And so when Anne Hathaway playing this assistant to Meryl, she's like very, you know, at first you see her, she's trying to fit in, but you see how the story carries out. She understands the goal, and her goal is to just stay there long enough to come out of there and get another editing job, because she went to school for editing and she wants to be an editor at a newspaper. So once she figured out what her goal was, then she started blending in. And then that blending in got her to the goal, because she understood why she was doing it. And then she was able to seek another job as an editor at a newspaper, because that's ultimately where she wanted to go. But I think, you know, we all need to understand that fitting in is, it's a little stressful. It's like I said, it's influenced by other people, and you're not being true to yourself and your authentic self. Blending in is understanding you, your goals, and where you want to go in life, and, you know, how long that is going to take, and to determine that length of time. And then, after you've met your goal, then you can, you know, do what you want to do. But sometimes there is a period in our lives where we have to blend in. And I think that goes back to help. You know, you were talking about helpers and being helping, and then that whole topic of helping. I think sometimes when you help, there is a time that you have to blend in and help others. But then again, when you understand the goal and what you're doing, then, you know, you can come out of that to help yourself.
Well, I'm in agreement with you here, and yes, I do talk about fitting in and blending in. And when I'm talking with, I like to set examples, especially with my youth. I tell them, you know, you have to blend in. You don't try to fit in. You blend in. So that person has blueberries. That person has strawberries. You have some pineapples, and you put it all together, and you put it in that blender. And if it's done right, everybody drinks a beautiful smoothie. But you must be aware, while you're traveling and while you're making that smoothie, pay attention. Because if the blades of that blender dull out, you're going to fall into crisis mode. So make sure that you're carrying the best of fruit, and the persons that are with you are blending, not feeding, but blending, so that everyone can drink a nice, beautiful smoothie and just carry on to the next phase. So we're going to leave the audience with that. Don't forget, we want to make a nice smoothie out there. So we have to understand and research our methods of helping and how to help others. And if they want to be helped, we have to get away from that fixing others, because when you change, it changes. And when I said you, that word is you. You can't fix or change anyone. And to be observant out there, see what the problem is, and come up with solutions. Just don't sit back and talk about it. And we're going to get a good opportunity to do that in November, okay? Because the election is coming. Do your homework. Be mindful. Have a great week. We'll be back on Find It Out Friday with Tiffany and I. Tomorrow, Stephanie will be here. She'll have something to tell you. And Thursday, we want you to listen in on Think Thursday, because our life coach, Karen Burns, is going to have some information for you for valuing your time. And on that note, I'm going to say, Tiffany, have a lovely evening. Listeners, have a wonderful Monday, and stay mindful and kind. Tiffany, we thank you. Have a great evening.
Thank you. You too.
All righty. Good night.
Others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.